Okay, we're holding in Simon Tzadi. We're up to Ches. Oser lavur chutz lebeis haknesses bitzad shapesach pasuach obashar shatzir mispalim. You're not allowed to walk behind the shul in front of the opening at the time when people are davening. It doesn't necessarily mean just a Shemona Esrei. We'll see it means also a Pesukei Dezimra or Shema at the time when they're davening mipnei shenir because it looks kikoifer. You're a heretic. Everyone's davening and you're not. Because you don't go into the shul to daven with them. I mean, no same assault, but if you're carrying a package, you're carrying boxes or something like that, well, people realize you're doing work. Oshalovish tefillin, you're wearing tefillin. Oshiyesh beis kinesis achir beir, there's another shul, and you're not davening here, you're davening at a different one. Oshiyesh beis kinesis pesach achir, there's a different entrance to this same shul. Oshirochi vahabahem, you're riding on a horse, an animal, whatever it is. In all these cases, mutter, but therefore, it doesn't look like you are a kofer. It looks like you're doing something else right now. You're a from yid, you're just doing something else at this point in time. Speaks out now the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Beis. Shepesach ayim v'bir ha-gro. This was the gro. Tell us, look in 15 Dirshu, it tells us, Shekosov shegam ledea ha-cholekes b'sivza. Mikomokom kan ha-isir lavor hu davka akar ha-koiso shebo ha-pesach. But in the wall that where the opening is to the shul. Chav Gimel, Shehatzibra Mispalim, when they're davening, I'm Prima Godem, Sheyesh, Lahachmir, Afil, Be'ez, Kriyashma, Psuke de Zimra. As we said, when we read the Mechaber, it's not only, Shemona Esrei, you mean it's a time of davening, which you think about is very logical, because the whole concern is it looks like you're not interested in participating. So what? If the people are just doing a Shemona Esrei, oh, that's the only time you're not interested, but they're all by Shema, and therefore it's not like it doesn't reflect negatively. It's any part of the tefillah. You're not participating. That's why it would look bad. Chav Dalin, Oshalovish, you're wearing your tefillin. Denira Sha'o Malchus Olav. Again, tefillin is, like in the beautiful Yehi Ratzon that said before putting on a tefillin in the morning, tefillin is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. So it's obvious you're a frum guy, you're wearing your tefillin. V'loyavoy lechashno, they're not going to, they're not going to suspect that you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. Chav Hey. Oshiyesh beis haknesses, or if there's another shul in the city, nearly the huhadin im ragilin the beis haknesses hazeh lasos kam minyonim. Not only if there's only one shul, more than one shul, but there's one shul, just they have an early minyan, have a 7 o'clock, an 8 o'clock, a 9 o'clock, whatever. They have many minyanim. Gam kim shoyl. Also, it's fine. It's not a problem. Delo yavoy lechashto. They're not going to come to be chosh. I think this guy is not interested. Chav vav. Oshroch, if you're riding on an animal, shenikah shivit b'nei shehu torud v'shmiras avehema eina nichnas. The reason why you're not walking to shul is because you're busy taking care of your animal right now. So again, anyone, there's a realistic explanation as to why you are not coming into the shul to daven with everybody else. Either there's another shul, there's another minyan, or you're doing some sort of work, you're carrying, you're schlepping things around. Not a problem. Okay, let's start tests. This is a huge simon over here. A huge sif, I should say. Yishtadel Adam lehispalu beis haknesses im hatzibur. A person should strive to daven with him. If you look already, what is this word yishtadel? How do you touch this? So we'll see. The Dirshu has an interesting comment. The im hu onus, or something is beyond your control. She'eni yochlev al beis haknesses. You're not able to come to shul. Yichaven hispalu b'shashet tzibur mispalim. So you should daven at the same time. Davening is at 8 o'clock. You should daven at 8 o'clock, even if you're not going to be able to be with him in the shul. Hu adin bnei adam hadarim biyishuvim she'ein lehem minyan. If you're living in a place where there isn't a minyan every day, v'kavakim mispalu shachris va'arvis bezman shatziburim mispalu. You should daven at the same time that they are. V'chein imnenas v'lo yispalu b'shasha yispalu hatzibur v'hu yispalu biyichukin. You're not able to daven that time. You're davening by yourself. Biyichidus afa pichein mispalu beisa kinesis. You should go to the shul and daven in the shul rather than at your house, even though you're not davening with a minyan. Okay, so let's start. A lot of deer shoes, a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Chav zayin yispalu beisa kinesis afilu im yeshlo asar bebeiso. Even though you could have 10 in your house, yishtada, you should try bebeisa kinesis. I'm sif yedches mishnah bura sif katan nun hey. So in the yishtada, you're looking in 18 over here. Right? It sounds like you should try to. It's a good thing. Umashma she'enu chiv, not obligated. Igris Moshe shehu chiv be'ikar mitzvah tefillah. You have a chiv to daven with a minion. Why? Why is it so important to daven a minion? Kevin shebeichidus lo muftach afilu adam gadol v'tzadik shetiskabel tefilaso. because you're not guaranteed when you're davening by yourself, you're under the microscope. You're much more, you're causing much more attention and examination of your tefillos, your kavana, and your spiritual level when you're not davening with a minyan. At Tzibur, everyone gets grouped together. Tzibur, as Rav Goldberg likes to point out, Rosh Tetevis, Tzadikim, Beinanim, Urashoim. Everybody is together in the Tzibur. So Rav Moshe says one should. 19, interesting, says, Ukajesh minyan kavu bebeso. It's not a shul, but you have a minyan that davens in your house. Kos b'shar tzion l'kamon, shalakriya sa megillah, mistabish etzorek l'leches lebeis ha-kinesis. No, for to hear the megillah, one has to leave their minyan in the house and go daven in the shul. Vishum p'suminisa, umashme shibalozeh, but on a regular weekday, ein achayev. One could daven in a minyan kavu in their house, not in a shul. Okay, chaf ches im ha-tzibur. We should daven with them. Nipnei she'ena kosh baruch hu moes betfilas tzibur. Hashem doesn't despise the tefillah of the community. Va'afilu haya behem choytim. Even they have sinners amongst them. Lo yimanem el hispalel imanem. You shouldn't hold back from davening along with them. Im yesh lo shtei bate kinesios. So now let's say you have more than one shul. Ve'echad yesh bo baravam. One has a large number of people there. Samitzvah hispalel bo. Yoser, it's better to daven in the large shul. In Dirshu 22, they talk about, well, what if you have in the large shul, smaller shul doesn't come up so much, it could, but in a larger shul, you could obviously have, you know, more than one person who's an availus. So is it better to have the whole mile you're there is for what? Is for Rov Amhadras Melech. So what about splitting into smaller minyanim? Is that a good thing or not? So it's machlokus over here. Rav Yashav says that you could do it. But he brings here from Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman Orbach not to split. That it's not a good idea to split the whole bar. Okay, you'll work it out. You flip a coin. You'll see who gets to lead the davening. Really, people misunderstand. They think saying the Kaddish is better. Al pi halacha, it's better for the other to lead the davening. If that means even that means not saying the Kaddish and give the Kaddish to somebody else, but it's more of a zichus, more of an aliyah for the neshama of the nifter to lead the davening rather than saying the Kaddish. But again, what to do, sometimes, you know, you have to be flexible. That's also a zechus to be a mensch. Kosva achronim, the im yesh bebeis ha-kinesis shel rov am, rov bilbul. Okay, so sometimes when you have a lot of people, you got a lot of noise, a lot of confusion, a lot of distraction, kids running around, adults running around, crazy things happening, and you're not able to concentrate. They ain't adam shemea lo tefilah lo kriya satorah. You can't hear the davening, you can't hear the laning. Mutav lehispal lebeiso basor. Get 10 people and daven in your own minion, not in the shul, not in this zoo. The basic kinesis beyochid, the basic basara. So what's the hierarchy? If I have basic kinesis by myself or in a house with 10, tefilas tzibur odif. It's better to daven with a minion outside of the basic kinesis. Afilu yochel ishmo kaddish barchu. If you're even able to hear kaddish and barchu, afilu hochi tefilas tzibur odif. Still better daven with a minion. As we explained, because there's a koach to the tzibur that you're not being porishman at tzibur when you're davening with the minyan. The ikar tefila with tzibur hu tefila shmona esrei, that the main part when talking about davening with the minyan is to start the shmona esrei at the same time. Dehainu shehispalu asara anoshim shehem gedolim biyachad. Everyone's davening together. Rav Shechter, they say over, I didn't hear this from him personally, but I've heard it in his name, that if the person is davening they all in the same bracha, that's still called a tefillah b'tzibur, if they're all up to that point. There is a kula, the achronim, I think it's the prima godim, that they bring down, that it's almost like elastic, in the sense that, let's say you have 20 people are in the minyan, and 10 of them are all starting Shemona Esrei at the same time, and then kol zman, that even one of those people from that original 10 is still in their Shemona Esrei, and like the next guy starts, so now that's called the Shemona Esrei, even if the other 9 were finished. And even that second guy who started now with kol zman, he's still davening, someone else could latch onto him. So it's very, it's a big kula. Obviously, the chachidom should try to daven at the same time, but sometimes this comes up, you know, when people are ahead or whatever it is. It's good to know. Okay. Well, on the top line, velo kemo shechoshvin hahamoyin sheikar haspal basar hu rak lishmua kaddish kudushu baruch. They think that's davening with a minion. Lechein einam makpidim rak shehiyu asar beisa kinesis v'zeu tos. That's a mistake, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lechein chov al ha'adam. There's an obligation on a person lemahir to hurry up lavol beisa kinesis kadei sheagil hispal shmona esrei b'tzibur, that they should what's it called? Daven with the minyan. We'll learn later on, get ahead of ourselves, but by Maariv, if you come to shul We'll learn this later on. But when you come to shul and everyone else is holding by Shmona Esrei, so the halacha is you jump straight into your Shmona Esrei and then you say Shema and the brachos after you're done davening. But that's the level of the chiyuv of davening with the Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. Okay. Mi shehalech lish b'Shabbes v'yomto b'hashkam l'hispalu v'minyan asara ki rov tzibur ma'achrim tefilosim, because everyone else is davening later. V'osu minyan mispaldim gam tefilas musaf takef acher tefilas shachrit. They daven shachris early and then go straight into musaf. Yesh zman acher kach leilech l'beis ha-kinesis, but you could have time to go to a base kinesis. Yoter tov leilech l'hispalu musaf im hatzibur beis ha-kinesis. Very interesting psak. You have your 10 for your shachris, but you'll get more if you can go to a different shul for a bigger minyan by Mosef. You should do that. Debarovam hadras melech. It's interesting. In the Dirshu 25, here's the mashman delule milus of Barovam hadras melech. Mutav shispaldo miyad gam Mosef. It would be better to daven Mosef right afterwards. Okay. Kane kosa b'teshuvas yad Eliyahu b'simun mem beis v'davke im makom miyuchad l'tfiloso hu b'beis ha-kinesis. Where your davening's in the shul, aval im ein makom miyuchad l'hispalo b'beis ha-kinesis. You don't have a set place in makom kavu in the shul. Tov yoisa shispalo kol ha-tzvil b'makom echa. Daven everything in one place. I mean, this is when you go to the second shul, you'll have a place to daven there. Kosa b'teshuvas radvaz. This is a famous quote to just sensitize us to the value of everyday our avoda. Tofus, a person who was in jail. Vasar nosin lo reshus yom echel the hispalo im hatzib minyan, and the officer, the warden, gives him permission to get out of jail for one day to daven with the minyan. So you would think, okay, let's wait for Rosh Hashanah, let's wait for Yom Kippur, Pesach. Eizes yom shiyirtze, you should go. Oh, by the way, stop early. You can get out any day you want. Yispala oisa yom takeif. Go out immediately, right away. Velo yachmitz hamitzvah lahamtin al yom kippur or purim. Don't wait until these other days. V'ayim bechay adams klal samaches v'nishmas adam sheherich v'kama pratim sheyesh be'inizeh. But again, you see, we don't delay. Chaperon, you have an opportunity to mitzvah right now. He's going to let you on daven the minyan tomorrow. Daven a Tuesday morning shachris with the minyan. Okay, chavtes, if a person wasn't honest, not necessarily that they're sick, they weren't able to go to shul, hainir shetash kocho, they're weak. Avshein nechol, not really sick, ve'im hu onus mamon, if the, by going to daven with a minyan, it's a question of monetary, so it's going to be a split. The Mishnah is going to say there's a big difference between losing money versus not making money. Let's talk this out. Shemachmas hishtaluso, because you're striving to go daven the hispala im hatzibur yovel today, have said you're going to lose. If I'm going to lose money by davening with a minyan, yochel hispala v'beis ha-bechid. You can down by yourself. Oh, but base kinesis below tzibur. You go to the shul. You down without meaning. You daven earlier or later than everybody else because you can't daven. That means like you're gonna. There's a meeting or something you have to be at. You're gonna get you're gonna lose money if you don't go to the meeting. Aval mishum menias revach. But just that I'm not gonna make a profit. I'm not gonna get a raise or I'm not gonna. Get a promotion, or I'm not going to get this good business deal. I'm not losing. I'm just don't get the profit. Lo yiman mispalo im hatzibur. That fact that you're not going to make an extra is not a sufficient cause not to daven with a minyan. Dechiluk yesh bein menias revach lebein hefsed mikiso. There's a difference between making a profit versus losing money. V'chein kosu b'shev Yaakov v'heyid al hagoin Moreno or Zalman Merlus. Av beis nekilas kodesh Hamburg shapam echad halach lebeis hakneses meuta betalis with tefillin kedarko. He's walking on his way to shul wearing his talis and tefillin. Upogavu adam echad shielo limkor avonim tovin tovos. And a man had a good valuable jewelry to sell to him. Rots and he wanted sheyelich imal lebeiso. Come with me. Don't go to shul right now. Come and I'm going to make this him. Vagon heishiv lo sheyamtin ad sheyelich beis hakneses. He says, no, I'm going to shore right now. Wait till I come back, and then we'll make the business deal. Mitoch kach machorim la'acher. And he sold, the guy wasn't willing to wait, and he sold them to somebody else. Fa'acher herviach behem kama lofim. I don't know what that is. Rubles, something like that. V'samach ha'goin simcha gedola shehishlich minegin mamun rav over tefilas tzibur. So he was so happy this, because look at what, again, he didn't lose, he just didn't make this huge profit, but he, look what he was willing to do. Davening with a minion is more important than making millions of dollars. V'chein kosa b'sefer Eliyahu Rabba b'shem tshuvas beis Yaakov v'yesh liknos ha'noshim. We should put a penalty, a knas, on these people. Shimonim leilich l'beis ha'knesses b'shum oskim. Shoskim b'Torah or Meshum she mistakrin mamon. We should put a knas to you. La Shirim yesh lekom yosrin. If the rich people, we should give more of a fine to them. Mubal Torah or Osei Belimud, Afsha Osei Belimud, even if he's learning, Mikomokam Ika Chashoda Lechil Hashem. Person thinking, oh, this frum guy, he doesn't daven with a minion, so then what do I need to do? I'm not a big Talmud Chacham as he is, but I see he doesn't go daven with a minion, I also can't do it, so it's terrible. Kimo Shekosev Sif Yudches. Okay. Lamed. Yechavin Hispali, you should have your mind, you can't daven with a minion, you should daven the time when they're davening. Dav Ke'im. Tricha le milsa la sofa sarap. This is a big effort, tircha, to get together 10 people to make a minion. Mashma Bavodas Elilim, that's a Vodazar, Daftalad Amid Bez, Te'im Mispala Musa Visha Shahatsiba Mispalin Shacharis. So if you're davening at home, right, Musaf, when they're davening Shacharis, lo mikre b'sha shatzir mispalin. It's not the same tefillah. The im mispala imang mebesa kinesis, but if you'll be doing that in shul, mikre tefillah hatzibur. So tefillah hatzibur. So it's not exactly, if you look at the Dir Shua 31, 32, it's not exactly tefillah hatzibur. This question bothered me for years. Once, when we were living in Kew Garden Hills, it must have been like a Sunday mincha maariv or something like that, and they changed the clock. I came late. I got to shul and I saw everyone was davening, and I was a few minutes late. Okay, my problem. I was a few minutes late, and I started davening mincha, and I didn't realize that everybody else was really davening maariv because I guess they had bumped the clocks. For whatever it was, I forget the thing. Was I yotzei tefillah b'tzibur? So you look at 31, 32. I was not yotzei tefillah b'tzibur. If you're davening a different tefillah than the tzibur, you are not yotzei. But there is a maila to it that he brings from the tzlach and others in 32. Okay, Lamed Aleph, Yispal Shacharis, Vimosa Kites, in the winter, inside the summertime, Shahatzib, Ma'achrin Tefillah Shacharis, they're davening later, Vahadar B'Yishuv, and you're living, you know, in a place where there's no minion there, also after the Olimah, you're not to learn until you daven. Kemosha Kosab, Simon Peites, Sivav, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Shem Yimshach, Milimudov, Yavar Zman, Tefillah, you're going to get so drawn into learning and miss the time for davening. Vim Kain, in that case, Yibatlu Zman Orach. You're just going to be sitting around doing nothing for a very long period of time. That's no good. L'chein mutav yispalo tekev b'hanitzacham. You should daven early right away, hanitzacham. Mikol shekein kehayom. Nowadays, kehilos gedolos. Imagine like a big place like New York City, the tri-state area, mispalo tekev kishaheir haboikir. Many, many, many yom daven kifasikin. Ve'im kein, therefore, la'olam hu b'shash hatzibur mispalo. There's always going to be a tzibur somewhere in this neighborhood davening. So therefore, don't wait. Daven immediately b'yichidus. And then you'll be in sync with a different shul somewhere. Lamed Beis Bizman Shetzibur, you should daven at the time there. Pierces means Bishas Shekihilos Yisrael Mispalim, the time when the Minyanim are davening. Uva Ashkenaz in Germany, Shenohagu Lahatim Arvis, that they would make an earlier Mariv, meaning they'll daven, let's say, like, you know, nowadays many shuls have Mincha Mariv straddling both sides of the Shkia, and you're not davening with the minion. You're living by yourself in a village. Oh, b'derecha, you're traveling on a business trip, something like that. The only heter that we have for davening before Tzitzit Kochavim is because it might be difficult to get the tzibur back together for late time. So we daven, it's technically, it works, you're davening after the Shkia, but that's certainly not the ideal time because you have to repeat the Shmona, your Shema. So really, if you're davening by yourself, so then one should not daven at that time, one should wait and daven in the ideal Zman, even though you're davening not at the time of the tzibur. Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, that was Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. Af al pichein, mipnei shehu mokom kavua lekedusha tefilosum mizgabel sham yoser. That why you should daven in a shul even if there is no minyan happening. Uposhet, it's obvious though, the imhu tamad chocham, if you're a big tamad chocham, you're a Torah scholar, v'yesh chashash chil Hashem, it's not going to look good. You come after everyone else is leaving the shul, and now you're walking into shul to start davening. They're not going to understand everything. So it says, "Kishiyavo acher hatefilu esa kinesis." You come in later. You therefore diispalo with base. So if there is a real concern, you know why is this chashuva talmud chacham not davening with the rest of us? So in that case, if it could lead to a chil Hashem, and you know each case has to be evaluated, then it's better for the talmud chacham to daven in his house and not go to shul, even though he loses out on that mila of davening in the base of kinesis. Okay, the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up next time with Sif Yud.